if your kid has said something that has totally embarrassed you while out in public, give us a call.
Lisa, what'd your kid say that embarrassed you?
She asked for prayer for me at church because I was sad.
Oh.
And she had overheard sexy time.
Mm.
And so when the teacher asked, she was like, yeah, my mommy was crying all morning.
Oh.
She heard some moaning and thought you were crying.
My gosh.
Yeah.
That's innocent for the kids.
I know, how sweet.
Like that is so sad.
At the same time, you're just getting...
And I'm also mortified for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially when a teacher comes up and like, can we pray for you? Is everything okay? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And they're like, well, you know, Kaylee told us about how you were sad this morning. And I was like, oh, my God.
Did you just go with it? Or did you say, no, that was something else?
Actually, I was very happy.
Oh, I went with it. Yeah. I wasn't burning. I went with it.
I would, too.
And so you, is it common for you to have sexy time before church? I like your
style.
I guess it just seemed to happen at that moment. I didn't realize the child was awake.
Mm-hmm. They say it's a day of rest.
When the mood strikes.
I think the best thing was my mom's face.
Oh, I'm sure.
That was the best thing. My mom was mortified. I was kind of embarrassed, but my mom
Did your mom know that's what it was? Did you tell your mom?
She was sitting beside me and was like, what is going on? I was like, I'm going to tell you when we get out of church. and so then I told her, and she was like, oh, my God, I'm never going to church with you again.
That's awesome.
I think I just would have been like, I don't know what she's talking about.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I was watching the commercial.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know. I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Oh,
no.
It was a TV show.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not sad at all. No, nothing's wrong with me. Let's go to Lynn. Lynn, how did your kid embarrass you? What did they say?
We were in a restaurant when he was probably 2 or 3. And the waitress forgot to give us silverware. And as she walks away, he yells across the restaurant. He meant to say, I need a fork.
Mm.
Wait.
But it didn't come out, fork.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
The other F word.
I need an F.
It very clearly came out the F word.
And your husband's like, me
sit
too.
Sit down. He needs a fork.
I would say eat with your hand for leaving.
We're out of here. What do you mind? Do you remember what restaurant it was? This makes it funny to me.
Yeah, it was in Madison.
Okay, like a mom and pop place. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, Lynn,
so
thank you.
I guess at that point, did he sleep over her house?
Like, I'm taking you home. Like, wait, what's happening here? All right, Lynn, great story. Joy, what did your kid say that embarrassed you?
So my 6-year-old daughter went to church with a family member for Bible school this summer, and apparently during her class, they ask a question about your family, and my daughter says, my daddy likes to spank my mommy's naked butt before she gets in the bathtub.
Let's all say a prayer for this family.
I'm completely mortified because I'm not there, but I know some people that are there, and per my family member, they said that they were absolutely dying laughing, somebody was asking, who's your mommy and daddy? And so it completely, beyond mortified me.
Here's the good news. I just read a study mm-hmm. about that when, when a guy goes by and, smacks your butt. I don't know if Ben does that to you or not.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's actually a healthy thing. It's healthy for the relationship.
Oh, good.
They said it's like I don't know. Joking around or teaseful.
Like playful.
Playful.
Yeah.
I like it.
Actually healthy.
That call is exactly why kids are the worst and the best all at the same time.
Yeah. Innocent, honest. Yep. They don't think anything's wrong with it. Thank you, Joy. Let's go to Brian. Brian, what did your kids say that embarrassed you?
So I went to a jewelry store to pick up an engagement ring, and my son was about 4 at the time. His mom and I weren't together. So he actually fixated on a Mickey Mouse watch that he wanted that was like god-awful amount. That was like $500.
Right.
I kept telling him, no, we're not getting this for you. We're not getting this for you. And I was trying to be quiet about the fact that I was getting an engagement ring because I didn't want him to give away what was happening. So he looks at me as soon as he sees the ring and very loudly just yells in front of the entire store, Daddy, is this for my mom or is this for your new girlfriend?
Mom or your new girlfriend?
No!
Oh,
that's sad.
As quickly as I could and then just walked out. It was... It was embarrassing but funny at the same time because he knew exactly what he was doing.
Mm-hmm. You should have said both.
Yeah, both.
Daddy's a baller, son.
And you're never getting that watch. Ever.
Exactly it.
Did you end up getting married to that lady?
Yep, or been married for 5 years now. Oh, so, yeah.
Congratulations. All right, interesting.
Jared's jealous.
No, I just know it's probably going to end soon.
Oh, all right,
I'm kidding. They're probably not happy. I meant to say they're not happy at all. I'm joking.
5 years are probably
still love. It's just...
It hasn't worked out yet.
It eludes me.
Yeah.
In that long-term type of thing. Jamie, what did your kid say that embarrassed you?
Okay, so it wasn't actually my kid. It was me to my mom when I was younger. And we were in school doing DARE. Like, they come in and they teach you about the drugs and tobacco and all that. And so they teach you that tobacco is a drug. So just in the middle of class, I don't know why, I just yelled at, my mom does drugs. Because she smokes cigarettes. And so the school, like, they called my mom and talked to her about it, and she was so embarrassed.
So you didn't say the cigarette part. You said, my mom does drugs. And they're like, okay.
We're yeah, because they were just like, you know, these are drugs, and they're bad for you. And I was like, my mom does drugs.
Yeah. My God.
That's a call you love to get from the school. Hey, are you on drugs? Like, wait, what? My goodness, thank you.
And there's no explaining, like, getting around that one, you know?
No.
Well, yes, but no.
What do you consider a drug? Ashley, what did your kid say that embarrassed you?
Me and my husband, we were waiting in line to get seated at a restaurant, and in walks a midget. And
oh, Jason
he has
was there.
A full, when,
did, when, Jared, when did you meet
a
Jason?
Full, a full beard.
Uh-huh.
Our kid's eyes got as big as saucers, and he goes, Mom, that little boy has a beard. I want a beard. Can I get a beard like him? And he just kept on and on. We had to take him outside.
The little boy has a beard.
I mean, this guy was standing 2 feet from us. He heard it. Like, it was not quiet at all.
And just for the record, it's little
person.
I like midget, but yeah. He's a grown as much as he could be. He's a grown adult man. You're like, little boy.
Yes.
That's
probably awful. 40 years old, and my kid is talking about how this little boy has a beard.
That's great. Thank you. Jennifer, tell us about the embarrassing thing your kid said.
So he was about 3 or 4, and we took him to the doctor to do the normal checkup. And the woman, while she was asking the questions like, does he drink milk every day? Does he eat his vegetables every day? And this, that, and the other. He looked at her and he goes, I smoke weed every day.
Smoke weed every day.
How old was he?
He was like 3 or 4. And I don't know where he, obviously it's the song. And I had
Nate Dogg. Yeah.
And I was, she looked at him, looked at me. I was like, he doesn't.
He just smokes weed on the weekends. Like every 4-year-old. That's hilarious. Thank you, Jennifer. All right. Well, I'm not alone.
No, in good company, for sure.
All right, one last one. Let's go to Shelley. Shelley, what did your kid say that embarrassed you?
Okay, so she was probably, she was 3. We just started a new daycare, and it was shortly after Christmas. My husband had gotten me, like, a massage gun because, like, I have a sore back all the time.
Sure, that's what
and
it's for.
Yeah.
So we didn't... he was, like, putting it on her, like, her back, her foot, her leg, you know, like, making her laugh. Well... like, a few days later, I noticed that there was, like, a bruise on the inside of her leg. And obviously, I'm like, you know, if anybody at daycare notices that, they may wonder. And so when I picked her up from school, I said, you know, like, what did Miss whatever the teacher's name was say anything? And she said, yeah. And I just told her it was Mom's vibrator thing.
Oh, no! Vibrator thing.
No.
Oh, no.
Did you switch daycares immediately?
Right.
You have to.
I called the director, and I was like, I don't know how to explain this. And the director was like, well, try me. We've heard it all. And yeah, she was, like, doubled over laughing. Thankfully.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Oh, it's mortifying. And this is the thing is, these are things you find out your kids
about,
have said
yes.
When you're not around. You have no idea.
They're open books. They will tell anybody anything about you.
Absolutely.
If you think that they're not, you're wrong.
Oh, yep. They're definitely do it.